this evening, and I apologize if that shocks you, but I have to be able to leave this stuff, so. I just have a few very quick opening remarks, and then we're going to get to the program, and we hope to get you out of here before, oh, I don't know, 4 a.m. One of the things we've tried to do here at NARAM is make things run smoothly, and this is hopefully no exception. I really don't know how to begin this. I've thought about what I'm going to say here. I haven't been able to write anything down. First of all, I'd like to thank my NARAM 47 staff, and I'd like to have them stand, if I could, including our sport range people. They've done an absolutely fabulous job, worked diligently, put up with my stuff all week long, and prior to this as well. So if I could have them raise, stand and don their NARAM 47 staff hats, please.
Thank you. Mark.
They've been absolutely fabulous, and you wouldn't have an NARAM 47 without them. I know everybody looks to me as a CD, and it's impossible without a solid crew behind you, and they've done stuff above and beyond the call of duty. And I've seen them breathe heavily and roll their eyes on occasion. And I know that I know I owe them all steak dinners, and I hope this at least gets me halfway there. As far as the rest of you go, all of you have been to NARAMs. The vast majority of you have been to NARAMs before, know how this stuff runs. A new NARAM CD never goes into one of these events with a full brain trust. And to have all of you in the competition tent suggest situations and resolutions to problems on the spot has been a real help. And it's absolutely impossible to pull this off without the cooperation of the NARAM membership and those who compete and support the organization through other means. All of you know who you are. I can't possibly begin to start naming you by name, but I want to thank each and every one of you who have been so helpful and made suggestions and volunteered to do things that needed to be done. A new club, especially like ours, can't possibly pull something like this off without the dedicated work and effort of everybody involved. Our teams work great. Those team members who have been to many NARAMs before gave excellent suggestions and a lot of work. And it's just been a real pleasure to work with each and every one of you. I wish I could acknowledge all of you in the brief time I have, but I can't. Finally, I'd like to thank the vendors. Without them, we wouldn't have the NARAM that we have. They've done a fabulous job, not only of providing us with product, but support as well. Again, it's impossible to name them by name. Our vendors forum, our vendors at the field, the sales at the field, these kinds of things would be impossible without them, and it's just been a real pleasure to work with each and every one of them. I haven't run across a band vendor yet. It's an honor to have them here, and I hope they all return to NARAM 48 in the renewed spirit that we've tried to create here. Okay, we'll go ahead and start on the standard program here. One of the events that we ran last year at NARAM 46 and we ran again this year at NARAM 47 was the Imagination Celebration. Those of you who were at NARAM 46 were absolutely wowed by the flights, and I think this year was no exception. We had some absolutely wonderful wonderful flights that provided for an enormous amount of entertainment to the diehard and hardcore rocketeer. This today at the sport field, we had a number of flights that, while our walk-ons and our prospective new members for our section, which is a huge plus for us, but those of us who come to these things, it's very hard to get us excited, and that celebration does that. Rob Edmonds did a fabulous job putting that on what amounted to very short notice. And he owes us, we owe him a great deal of thanks, and he owes us nothing. Yet, nonetheless, he has come through with some trophies for that, so I'd like to award them really quick. For the best free flight demonstration, I'd like to award the Imagination Celebration Trophy to Doug Hilson for his rocket. And for our best RC demonstration to George Gashaway for the Skydiver. Now, if I can have my NARAM 47 staff repeat, do one last task. I'm going to have them come forward so we can begin our massive trophy George. Awards.
George.
While they're getting their hats in one sock, I'd like to ask Bob Capello to come forward and award our best Midwest Qualified Flight Award.
Traditionally, this award is made up of some of the better prangs that happen during the week, and this year is no exception. Well, let's see what we have here. Obviously, we have Chan Stevens F-14, which did the nice carrier deck landing. We have a wing that I find out in the woods someplace. We have some of the nice grass that you had to hike through all week. This particular piece is suitably charred for a rock. We have some super rock parts, some piston parts, decaffeinator part, an egg loft capsule at the top, of course, and whatever was left. And there is a little auxiliary bag down here that kind of we got one of the little paratroopers on here being held on by Bruno's copperhead that just was on fire. Now you probably want to know who the nominees are, and those of you on my list can leave the room now if you'd like to avoid the embarrassment.
There's a bunch of nose waiting there.
I guess the first nomination on the list is actually something that happened a bit before NARAM. It was a parachute duration failure by the NASA Genesis probe. Of course, we have to nominate the Ramada just because it's the Ramada. I have it on good authority. Chad is working on an RCP to prevent that from ever happening again. Had a couple nice flights on the sport range. One was Lee Berry's J-230 Skidmark that charred the grass. And there was Gordy Agnello's Skyhook with the grasshopper that sort of did in the grasshopper when it pranged. It used to say, except insects, right, Tripp? Sea streamer duration. Jim Filler had a model that landed on the shopping center roof nearby and was then stepped on by the construction worker.
That's wrong.
A cluster altitude had one rather interesting non-flight, and that was the flying I-beam kids, whose model ignited in the tower, didn't go anywhere, and when the smoke came pouring out of both ends of the tower, George Gassaway remarked, "We have a Pope." Flight, Tom Lyon managed to hit his significant other with his own model. And Steve Humphrey's boost glider landed in my teammate Ken's car, probably through the open sunroof, although it could have sneaked in through the slightly cracked window. In dual A-loft, a special recognition to the Booster Boys, whose capsule separated and went tumbling into the parking area, hit the running board of one SUV and splattered it and the one next to it. But better than that, the owner of those two vehicles were the two people who were timing the flight. Art, I realize you're new to this, but style points count a lot. And it took me a while to track this one down, but it was John Buckley's egg lofter that landed somewhat past pad 8 and probably was the highest splash of the meet. And then there was Cassidy Steele's model that just kind of went up in flames and several of us had to stomp it out. Surprisingly enough, we had some nominees from spot landing. I mean, it seems like a simple event. But Sam Summers had a model that separated, and the tail section sort of backslided at a pretty good rate of speed. Jim Filler was nice enough to call duck and ducked, allowing it to impact into Ted Cochran's chest. Ted commented, "It's just a scratch." You might also note that Ted is on the new NAR Safety Commission. Again, you know, style points for picking the target. And Steve Humphrey's F flying saucer spot landing model that I guess bounced off one of the tents and landed between them, but was measurable. Let's see, in scale, interesting, we had scale and plastic model judges that got nominated for the award this year. Although not for the judging. Peter Always scale model did a very nice lawn dart. And of course, Bruce's lunar module praying nicely into the weeds, which didn't damage it much, but he got to fly it again, and I think it worked the second flight.
Yeah, he got the damage good. Mm-hmm.
And then one of the plastic model judges, Jim Brower's F-4 Phantom, praying twice. And just before the second flight, Dave Schaefer, who I think has left already, who is the Level 3 Certification Committee Chair, commented when he saw the model that Tom Ridge was right. We really do need duct tape. Jake Calvert's F-9 Panther that pancaked twice. A lot of plastic models. Russ Anthony's X-Wing that came apart in the air and framed. Jim Filler's F-16 that looped past steel and headed towards Chad Ring, another excellent choice of targets. Sarah Wolf's Ariane 4 that just missed Chad. See previous comment. And as I mentioned, we had Bruno's Copperhead that failed three or four times, and I finally felt sorry for him and went and got him one of my Firestar igniters so he could get the flight off. And last but not least, we have the biggest part of the trophy, which was Chan Stevens F-14 that did the carrier landing on the trailer, put a hole in it, and another one of those great quotes, somebody who went out to help him clean up what was left of it came back saying, we need a bigger bag. And I'm very sad to report that Chan is now the second back-to-back winner of the Best New York Times. Not only did you get your model back, but you get the bigger bag. Nobody's ever done it three times in a row.
You gonna be at NARAM next year?
Thank you, Bob. Always a wonderful event. Okay. Whew. That's gonna be a hard act to follow, but we'll give it a shot. Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to award these in order when we hit a special spot. We're going to stop and let that special event take place. So, beginning on Monday, with set duration, we're going to announce the events. I'll announce A and C. My co-CD, Dave Russell, will announce B and T. Those of you who are called, please come to your side of the podium and receive your awards. Those of you who are interested in taking photographs, please do so at that time. We're going to try and rock through this as quickly as possible. So, beginning with A Division, we have fourth place. That's for set duration is Samantha Monet. Third place is Catherine Humphrey. Second place is Cassidy Steele. And first place is Katie Steele.
Sam Summers, third, Cody Steele, second, Ashton Miller, and first, Mary Wood.
Smile, guys. All together.
Where's Samantha?
Just like her.
Ladies and gentlemen, your AMB division set duration veterans. Okay, for C division, to my right, your stage left. Fourth place is Larry Rice at 7.7%. Third place, David Cannon at 6.2%. Second place, Bruno De Pasquale at 3.1%. And first place, Chan Stevens at 1.5%.
Salvo, 4.6%. Third place, we have a tie. Equal Rocketry, 3.1%. And Bob James Doors at 3.1%.
Come on, guys.
Second place, we also have a tie. Booster Boys at 1.5%. And Slightly Harmful. Where is that? What was the name they called him? At 1.5%. And first place, tie again. Challenger, 0%. And YS at 0%.
Folks, for this event and only this event, we have ties, and we did attempt to have trophies made, but they came out absolutely horrid. For those tying teams, we will provide them with additional trophies by mail. We also, at this point, would like to take a few minutes while we get these photographs taken to mention that under Pink Book rules, it is required that we give team trophies for the national level in pairs. We attempted to do so. However, our trophy manufacturer thought we were nuts and didn't supply them. So for the national events, when we announce the 10 national team champions, we will provide those additional trophies also by name. Moving on to the next event. This particular event was sponsored by Starlight Model Rockets. Unfortunately, a representative from that company is not available to present, so we will do so in his stead. We would like your applause at the end of this to reflect his sponsorship of this event as well. C-Streamer duration, multi-round, A division, fourth place, Sarah Wolf, 426 seconds. Third place, Katie Steele, 490 seconds. Second place, Cassidy Steele at 504 seconds. And number one, Matt Filler at 569 seconds.
Real quick, before I go to B division here, I want to make sure we get this right for the
everybody together.
Trophies that we owe. Who took the trophy, Challenger or YS? Okay, so we owe YS. And for third place, who took the trophy, Meatball or Pop Bader?
Babes.
So we owe one to Meatball. Thank you. B division, fourth place, Sam Summers, 153 seconds. Third place, Scott Vineyard at 323 seconds. Cody Steele, 365 seconds. And first, Mary Wolf. Let's have a round of applause, a new record, 143 seconds.
Absolutely shattering the old record of 171 seconds. And a wonderful accomplishment. For C division, fourth place, Dan Wolf, 494 seconds. Third place, Bruce Markuluski at 502 seconds. Second place, Trip Barber at 528 seconds. And first place, Jim Stump at 572 seconds.
Bay Doors, 438 seconds.
Line up, guys.
Fourth place, third place, Bob Bay Doors, 458 seconds. Second place, Sudden Impulse, 460 seconds. And first place, Slightly Honorable, 487 seconds.
Now we're going to move on to the Tuesday events. This is our first day in altitude, and again, I want to thank everybody who participated in setting up our tracking, particularly the FAI team, who was out Saturday and Sunday and provided us with an absolutely incredible baseline. 300 meters, absolutely flawless closures given any kind of visual capability at all. Of course, later in the day on Wednesday, we ran into some haze, and we had some problems with that. The closures regularly ran within 1% or 2%, and well, I think that's a remarkable effort, thanks primarily in large part to the FBI. Can't stress enough how much we enjoyed having them here Saturday and Sunday competing on our contest range, and we hope that that kind of synergy between the NAR and the FAI competitors through the AMA can continue in future NARAMs and other contests as well for a long time to come. First on one half A boost glider duration in A division. In fourth place, Gerald Vendegoord at 59 seconds. And third place, Amanda Bogway at 69 seconds. Second place, Catherine Humphrey at 96 seconds. And in first place, with an amazing 179 seconds, William Parks.
Cody Steele at 39 seconds. Third place, Mary Morris, 53 seconds.
Squish together, guys. Hey, get together, get together.
9 seconds. And first, Seth Cochran at 90 seconds.
For C division, In fourth place, Robert Parks with 135 seconds. In third place, Don Fent with 150 seconds. In second place, Chad Ring with 160 seconds. And in first place, Jeff Graham with 198 seconds.
Fourth place, round two, 151 seconds. Southern Cruchron, 157 seconds. Second place, Booster Boys, 228 seconds. Bubbly Brothers Flying Circus, a whopping 463 seconds.
Men, ladies and gentlemen, we have failed to follow our script. All of you who have received trophies to this point, we'd like to take about a 3-minute break and have you come up and receive your free kits, please. Number of kits showed up on our doorstep to award well over 225 kits. As a result, we were able to sell a great number at the auction and receive a large number of monies for the NARC. In addition to being able to give everyone, well, practically everyone at our awards presentation a kit, one of the things we won't do is award a kit for team national champions. It would be unseemly to have them fighting over an Icarus. We promise that we'll make it up to them in some way when they receive their second trophy in the mail. But to have them fighting over an $8 kit is...
good entertainment.
Besides that, it's just, you know, we have to clean the blood up, so we're just going to skip that. All right. The next event on Tuesday was A Cluster Altitude. This is a very special event for me. Tom Lyons and I are both firm believers in this event. It's an event that's not flown very often, much less in a national competition. It requires a great deal of work to get a bird to work. And every division came up with some absolutely ingenious and amazing events, or amazing birds to fly in this event. And it was a real pleasure to see the ingenuity show up on the field. So, without further fall from your contest director, for A Division, fourth place, Alex Calvert with 216 meters. Third place, Katie Steele with 280 meters. Second place, Perry Steele with 296 meters. And Matt Filler with 309 meters.
Booyah! Stay for a picture, guys.
Sorry, folks, those...
Guys.
Get real close.
Those awards were sponsored by Advanced Rockery Group, Tara Terran, who is present or unavailable to do this evening. I'm afraid he's come back. That's our first Canadian vendor here at Quark, and we really appreciate him coming. I didn't mean to slight him. He's going to be sponsoring all of these awards, and we appreciate his presence on the field all week and his efforts toward the NAR, even though he's obviously more of a car supporter.
Next up is B Division, only three entrants. Third place, Mary Wolf, 273 meters. Sam Summers, 299 meters. Cody Steele, first place at 302 meters.
For C Division, fourth place, John Buckley, 272 meters. For third place, Bruno De Pasquale at 283 meters. Second place, Jim Filler, 336 meters. And for first place, Steve Humphrey at 345 meters.
Division, fourth place, Covering Brothers Flying Circus, 230 meters. Third place, Flying Vikings, 249 meters. Second, Spanish Inquisition, 325 meters. And first, Southern Crouton, 251 meters.
Ladies and gentlemen, as I mentioned, A Cluster Altitude is kind of a special event, and they introduced this to a number of people on our staff. This is borne out by the fact that we have selected this event as the award for Gregory Award this year, the best A Division entry that exhibited craftsmanship and diligence in construction. This event provided our entrance for that. And I'd like to have Larry Rice of our sister club and Columbus CSAR come forward and present the Greg Burke Award for this year.
An interest in good crafting of your model, and it's a randomly chosen event each year. Try to switch it around day to day too if we can. And this year's winner is Matt Filler.
Congratulations again, man. Thank you, Larry. CSAR has been a wonderful assistance to Quark in putting this event on. And without their launch system, our sport range would be open, and their members, Tom Sechrist and Scott Orr, have been an enormous help in our efforts this week. Just a second. Walmart collects these old eyeglasses. Beginning on Wednesday, our first event that we're going to award for is quarter-A helicopter duration, a very difficult event. We're pleased to see that so many people were able to post absolutely phenomenal times. For A Division, fourth place, Katie Steele at 27 seconds. For third place, Sarah Wolf at 28 seconds, 1 second behind. For second place, William Parks, 29 seconds, again, a 1 second separation. And first place, Matt Filler at 47 seconds, a new record.
Together.
B Division, fourth place, Sam Summers, 12 seconds. Third place, Ashton Miller, 18 seconds. Second place, Mary Wolf, at 25 seconds. Cody Steele, first place, 55 seconds.
For C Division, fourth place, Ruth Mosier, at 36 seconds. For third place, we have a tie. Russ Anthony and Bruce Markaluski at 48 seconds apiece. Gentlemen, you will receive one trophy. We will send you the other by mail. Second place, John Buckley at 67 seconds. And first place, Trip Barber at 86 seconds. Kind of a surprise to me, folks. Didn't know we had another event with a tie. Tried very hard to select events that wouldn't happen. For our second event on Wednesday, our events were sponsored by, our trophies were sponsored by Totally Tubular. I'd like Jim Fracker to stand up and at least take a bow if he's not going to come up and present our trophies. Jim, are you here? He left? All right, well, everybody buy stuff from Totally Tubular, and we'll go ahead and award the events. For A Division in fourth place, Amanda Bodway with 25,400 points, 127 meters. Third place, Michael Humphrey with 27,777.141 meters. In second place, another surprise, a tie, Craig Vineyard at 30,000 points and 150 meters, and Catherine Humphrey at the same score. And in first place, Matt Filler with 30,049 points and 151 meters, a new record.
Okay. Come on, guys.
B Division, fourth place, Ashton Miller, 24,168 points.
Come on, guys.
Third place, Sam Summers, 26,000 points. Second place, Mary Wolf, 26,800 points. And first place, Scott Vineyard, 33,000 points.
For C Division, fourth place, John Buckley, 27,600 points at 138 meters. Third place, Jim Filler, 29,400 points at 147 meters. Second place, Jim Stumm at 32,000 points, 160 meters. And first place, Chad Ring at 35,000 points, 175 meters.
together.
T Division, third place, Lightning Artful. Third place, Bowman Brothers Flying Circus.
I didn't know Josh Ryan as well.
Second place, YS at 34,672 points. First place, we have another tie. Space Inquisition, 35,400 points. And the Flying Eye kids at 34,000.
I'm pleased to see that we're setting the number in the records here at Grand Prix 7. Just pleased to see that we totally blew the trophy count. These ties happened after some data review, and I apologize for not having everything available as we'd hoped. And we're going to move on to the Thursday events, and these events were very hotly contested, and we had a number of competitors put in some absolutely phenomenal flights. As I was wont to tell everyone on the field, there are some people in the next county who are amazed that it's raining hay. For D&E Dual Egglock, our aerospace specialty products, Andy, a very good friend of mine, and I'm certain a friend of most of you, and at least a supplier, was unable to be with us this darn hole. We sorely miss him on the field as we do here at the banquet. Nonetheless, he was able to provide us with sponsorship for the D&E Dual Egloft Award, and we appreciate that work. For A Division in E Dual Egloft, in fourth place, Kerry Steele with 260 seconds. In third place, Katie Steele at 270 seconds. In second place, Gerald Vanderrood at 317 seconds. And in first place, with a phenomenal 759 seconds and a new A Division record, Anita Rogers.
Hey, hey, kid, right here.
You're right in there.
D-Division, second place, James Johnson, 66 seconds. And first place, Scott Vineyard at 123 seconds.
Gerald, I don't know how I wound up with C-Division, but most of the folks that I know and have counted on for NARAM are in this division, and I really appreciate their help. I'm going to see a lot of people that I owe thanks to, so if I slow things down, I apologize. In fourth place, at 99 seconds, one of our presenters, Mr. Lee Berry. In third place, Russ Anthony at 136 seconds. In second place, Chad Ring at 188 seconds. And in first place, at 224 seconds, Peter Bricker.
Come on, guys, gotta be together.
It isn't yours, buddy.
T Division, fourth place. Fry,
together.
Wolfenberg, 99 seconds. Third place, Southern Grutron, 171 seconds. Second place, Lightning Harmful, 212 seconds. And first place, Calvin and Haas, 250 seconds.
Our second event on Thursday was one that probably generated almost as much fun as we had today at the field on for Sports Gamble Plastic Death, and that was Open Spot Landing. The only real disgruntled competitor was Chance Stevens, who felt that his moon satellite or moon driver or whatever it was unfairly disqualified. Tough. Dude, you're a two-time Midwest Qualified Flight Award winner. I don't care. And to be all of that, to be a totally fair, Jim was heartily dissatisfied. It was just a talking point. And as a result, we had a number of people modify that model that they were planning on flying so that it would be properly qualified. And we appreciate him allowing us to go to school on his as The sponsor for Open Spot Landing is the Johnson family, better known as Boris and Natasha, and I want to thank both of them. They've been fabulous help and a wonderful Johnson comes over and award the events, the trophies for this event, if we could, please. For A Division, in fourth place, Amanda Bodway at 17.22 meters. In third place, Katie Steele at 16.10 meters. In second place, Samantha Mooney at 9.48 meters. And in first place, Catherine Humphrey, at a phenomenal 3.92 meters.
Okay, for B Division, fourth place,
come on, guys, line up.
18.79 meters. Third place, Kirby Steele, 16.10 meters. Second place, Ashton Miller, 12.34 meters. And first place, Seth Cochran, 6.47 meters.
I'm going to make the Johnsons do a fair dance up here trying to get these off. For C Division, in fourth place, Mark McReynolds at 11.94 meters. In third place, Adam Elliott at 8.64 meters. In second place, Archie Rose at 6.11 meters. And in first place, as he was at Narum 45, 5.56 meters, Chad Ring.
Let me see all them ugly mugs.
Let's squeeze in a lot.
Squeeze up. Squish up a little more.
I can't
squish.
There
you go. I can squish.
And now for 2 Division, 4th place, Booster Boys, 19.13 meters. 3rd place, Calvin and Hobbs, 18.59 meters. Sliding Harpo in 2nd place, 18.41 meters. The Flying I-Beam Kids at 11.06 meters for 1st place.
Takes us through to today. Classic model, conversion, and sports scale, especially giant sports scale, are always events that produce more than their fair share of smoking craters.
The best events
I'm
of the week.
I'm certain that since this is the third Narum at which PMC has been run, most people are sick of it. Again, huh? I'm CD and I liked it. So, you get to make holes in my field. Count yourself lucky. For A Division in fourth place, Cassidy Steele with a CZ2E, 403 points. In third place is Katie Steele, also with a CZ2E, 410 points. In second place, Carrie Steele, again with a CZ2E, 518 points. And in first place with an F-104C Starfighter at 650 points, Matt Filler.
Let's hear it, guys. Come on.
Archie Brown, Suburban B Division. Third place, Cody Steele with the CZ2E, 530 points. Second place, Mary Wolf with an F-104 Starfighter, 635 points. And first place, Sam Summers, Jupiter C, 741.
For C Division in fourth place, with the TF-104G Starfighter at 570 points, Ted Cochran. In third place with an Ariane 4 at 575 points, Chad Ring. In second place with an F-14A Tomcat at 645 points, Chan Stevens. And in first place, Bruce Markolewski at an F-14A Tomcat at 876 points.
Line up, guys. Everybody look here. Smile.
EMC T Division, fourth place. Public Brothers Flying Circus at Lunar Module, 850 points. Third place, Slightly Harmful, SR-71, 874 points. Second place, Pod Bay Doors, Lunar Spacecraft, 886 points. First place, Flying I-Beam Kids, M-12, and GTV-21B, 892 points. As much fun as bus and comic conversion is, Giant Sports Kino is possibly my favorite event. As a result, having run Peanut at 45 and regular sports scale at 46, I thought it was time to continue to scale up and go to Giant. Hopefully our narrow 48 folks will have a better idea as to what to do about those scale events. I want to thank the folks at Rocket.Aero who sponsored our plastic model conversion events, trophies. They've done a wonderful job providing us with invaluable video references for our scaling efforts, and have supported both Vinara and Aaron directly with their trophy sponsorship for that division, for that event, rather. For sports scale, we'd like to thank Bill Sangin for sponsoring these events, and I'd like to ask him to come forward if he's present this evening. And award the events, award the trophies for Grand Sports Scale. For A Division, in fourth place with the Sonda 1, Amanda Bodway at 754 points. In third place, also with the Sonda 1, Alex Kelbert at 756 points. In second place with the Knife Orion Hawk, Matt Filler at 767 points, and in first place with a Hopi Dart, Sarah Wolf at 786 points.
Giant Sports Scale B Division, third place,
smile.
Cody
Steele, place.
DVD,
come on, line up, guys.
61 points. Second place, Mary Ann, right here, 662 points. And first place, Sam Summers, Hydak, at 799 points.
For C Division, fourth place with a BL-111L Topaz at 854 inch, Mark McReynolds. In third place with a Lunar Module at 860 points, Bruce Markolewski. At second place with a Little Joe 2 and 880 points, Chan Stevens. In first place with a Saturn V and possibly the best flight of the meet at 965 points, Peter Bricker.
Line up, guys.
Fourth place, Booster Boys, Dryden Aerospike Rocket, 769 points. Third place, Spanish Inquisition, Biospace Arcus, 770 points. Pod Bay Doors, Orbital Sciences, TCMP, 831 points. And first place, Meatball Rocketry, Black Brand 12, 878 points. Thank you.
Folks, I'd like to especially thank Pete Ricker for not only turning his phenomenal fighter on his second five today, but also putting up his bomb mark on our J415 out of the sport range.
Booyah!
Absolutely an incredible fight, and I'm certain they got this club five new members. Next up is the event that I have managed to keep secret, even from the scorekeeper, who is in contention, research and development. This is the make-or-break event for every NARAM, and I'm pleased to say that it also has changed to our event standings in just this event. I'd like to thank Aurora Flying Sciences in the person of Bob Parks for sponsoring our event trophies for this. I'd like to have him come up. I'd also like to have Bob Alway come up with the checks for the B Division awards that he has arranged to sponsor in the memory of his parents' name at that time. I think it's absolutely phenomenal what they've done, and I think their efforts have raised the bar in both A and B division competition in this event, and I think he deserves our support and our thanks. Most of you, including the scorekeeper knows the A and B division stuff, but that's it. Beyond me and the judges, I don't think it goes any further than that. For A division, in fourth place, Catherine Humphrey, color visibility. In third place, Alex Calvert, optimizing rocket shape to maximize altitude. Second place, Carrie Steele, capacitor discharge launch controller. And in first place, Sarah Wolf, a study of Fourier cluster design.
Line up, guys. Come on, together. Try not to hold it like a spike.
As we're taking our A division pictures for R&D, I'd like to talk about the awards that I'm doing in honor of my parents. It's money that was left to me upon my mother's death. It came from both my parents. And I thought part of it ought to go to model rocketry, and I'd like to encourage R&D and B Division age kids to get involved in it. And I'm getting some feedback that's helping a little bit slower than I'd like. One thing I'll mention is the total grant of money, and it wasn't just 3 years. I did enough if it was, we have a full house of B Divisioners for 3 years. Because we've had less than that for the past 2 years, there will be a fourth year that's fully funded for all places, and a few additional honorable mentions at the judge's discretion if they so decide to choose to award them. So there will be a fourth year for sure. Now, the other part of this is I could tell you long stories about my parents and childhood and what they did in their lives and all that. But I think one thing everybody here can appreciate is the present I got for them 7 days after my seventh birthday. They came back from the hospital with a brother. Best birthday present I ever got. Peter. And with that, we'll go on with the awards.
Okay, we've got a little oversight on our part here. A divisioners from Giant Sports Scale. Mr. Haggerty has some magazines up here that you did not get, so swing by this table before you leave. Okay, B Division, Research and Development, third place, Cody Steele, drag separation analysis of staged rockets. Second place, Scott Vineyard, altitude comparison of different pistons. And first place, Mary Wolf, continuing investigation of the flop wing.
Richard,
along with being illegal. For C Division, John Buckley, use of GPS receivers and rocket retrieval. In third place, Jay Calvert, super rock length and drag coefficient. Second place, Chan Stevens, analysis of launch lug drag. First place, Ted Cochran, failure rates in mobile rocket. Right,
T-Division R&D, fourth place, 8-Ball Racing Team, testing altimeters for allowance in contests. Third place, Meatball Rocketry, development of the PVC Spider. Second place, Spider Circle, measuring absolute accuracy of altimeters. And first place, Bumbling Brothers Flying Circus, piston pressure and massive models.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the tradition in all NARAMs. It is our responsibility as the host club to award the trophies for the events. The vast majority of the trophies that follow are done by the NAR, and this is befits their importance. Those of you who have flown events in my field, I have felt privileged to play your host, and I want to thank you for being here this past week and showing me how NARAM's done properly and hosting some wonderful times for me to be. Without further ado, I'd like to introduce Mr. Tom Beach, the editor of Sport Rocketry Magazine, and one of our R&D judges to provide us with the LAC Newsletter Award. Tom?
This year I had judges Chuck Straka and Robert Wearsby working with me. Note, if your club has a newsletter, there will be a change. Our new newsletter, where's our new newsletter, Judge? Stand up. Kevin. Kevin Watkins. There's going to be a new newsletter replacing Bob Wearsby. So watch for the address change. I'll announce it in the magazine. So that's where you'll want to be sending your letters. Plus, Chuck Straka's address has changed. So also look in the next issue of the magazine and you'll see that information. All right. I brought four newsletters, the highest placing newsletters from this year, in no particular order. There we go. Things such as Zod 43 from NARAMs. Team Pittsburgh from the Pittsburgh Group, Pittsburgh Space Society. Thor's Hammer from the Heartland Organization of Rocketry. And Lunar Clips. These were our four highest placing newsletters. And let's see. I'll just pick. The winner gets to take home for 1 year the LAC Newsletter Trophy. And also, where's the box of goodies? I need that as well. The box of secret stuff that gets added to that only the winning section gets to open up and only the winning section gets to open up and see what's inside. We have an honorable mention and the actual winner. The honorable mention is Team Pittsburgh. Yes. And the winner, Zog 43.
This is something that only a handful of people have gotten to do, and it's an honor and a pleasure to do it, to award our national awards for Section of the Year, the NARS Scholarships, and the NARS President's Award. It's my pleasure to introduce the president of our organization, Mark Bunny Bundick.
Thank you, Mark. I have to admit, when you started this awards banquet and you made the comment about the glasses thing, I was completely sympathetic. It's my privilege and honor here to present a bunch of awards that aren't directly related necessarily to NARAM, but since NARAM is our premier national event, this is the appropriate venue for these awards that don't have anything necessarily to do with flying rockets or succeeding in competition. I have three of those awards that I want to present tonight. We do not this year have any nominees, and we do not have a selection for the Howard Galloway Space Modeling Award, which is the nation's highest honor for our sport of sport rocketry. But I would like to take this opportunity to ask, I know there are a number of Galloway Award winners here tonight, but I'd like to stand up and please be recognized. I know there are a number of you Galloway Award winners. Please stand up and be recognized. Bernie, stand up. Tonight is for the NAR section of the year. NAR sections are a critical component of the NAR's success, and I have tried to work all during my tenure as a president to encourage, support, and sustain NAR sections. Even though I get up to stand up here and talk to you about the work that the NAR has done, it's really you in the local field. This NARAM, our national sport launch, our national convention, all of the newsletters we've just recognized and awarded recognition to here tonight, all of the activities, Team America support that you do in the fields, the local outreach that you do, none of that is possible without the hard work and dedication of NAR section members. We try to recognize that with the Section of Year Award by pointing out particular things that sections do, your membership growth, your attraction. NAR sections are a critical component to the growth for our association and bringing new members in. Your section's internal activities support your members. When you put out a website, when you have a listserv, you're helping people support their hobby rocketry activity. Your launches, your meetings, and the outreach that you do in your local communities are help building a positive image for sport rocketry. And we try to recognize all those things with this award. We received 11 responses to our request for information about those activities that you do. Next year, this award will change. We want to change and recognize NAR sections of different sizes. We know that large sections can do considerably more outreach than smaller sections. That doesn't make that the small sections' outreach or their activities or their launches any less important to the NAR. If you live in a community of 100,000, 50,000, 30,000 people, your outreach and your activities are just as important as a club like my own that lives in a metropolitan area of over 9 million people. We're going to split this award up to recognize sections in a small, medium, and large category, and that division will be based solely on your response. If your section didn't turn in a response this year, you should think about doing it next year, because there's a good chance that even though you're a small section, if you're doing outreach in your community, you could be recognized at NARAM next year as the section of the year for your particular section size. I'm going to read these awards in the reverse order that they were scored. Our fifth place winner is the DAR section in Dallas, section 308. They did 34 different outreach events in 2005. Our second section, number 632, is the SCORE section. They did 40 outreach events. And our third place section is the WOOSH section up in the Milwaukee area. They did 29 different outreach events. They were also the host this year for a fabulous NARCON that we had back there in March. And they also had the additional responsibility of hosting the NAR board meeting up there on top of running that convention and doing that outreach. Our runner-up section this year with 156 points and a total of 42 outreach events is the NARHAM section, number 139. I have both a certificate and a gift certificate here for you. for $50. We did add some cash prizes this year to the NARCAM section. I believe my colleague on the NAR board, Jennifer Ash Poole, is the current president of that section, this pop. And she is obviously the youngest member of NARCAMS also coming up here to accept this award. And our 2005 winner this year with a total of 52 outreach events, and also I know a strong competition presence here at the NARM and in the national standings, the Crash Section from Colorado, Section 482. Privilege or misfortune of talking to the Fourth Estate, the people of the press, they say to me, Mr. Bundick, what is the NAR all about? I tell them first it's about safety, and second I tell them it's about education. A couple of ways that we support our educational outreach, in addition to our work with the TARC, in addition to our work with the educators in distributing our CD-ROM of educator materials and our educator newsletter, we also award scholarships to NAR members who are seeking to further their education beyond high school into higher education. So I'd like to announce this year's NAR scholarship winners. We also provide support for the teachers who have encouraged those students to seek higher education in technical and engineering fields by providing Canon grants. Those of you who participated in the auction earlier this week, we raised over $3,600 to support those. What we do with that money is we turn it back to teachers who are using Rocketry in their classrooms and in their activities, both whether it's during the school day or after the school day, in support of Rocketry as an educational tool in their environments. So I'm going to read off the list of the NAR, both the scholarship winners and the Teachers Award winners. These awards are done by application. We seek applications from teachers and NAR members who are in college. Stu McNabb serves as the chairman of that awards committee. Those of you who are present here, as I read off your names, we have other people who are assisting Stu in evaluating those applications and making these awards. Mark Johnson, my former colleague on the NAR board. Lila Schmaker of Launch Crew, who is here. And Joyce Busick, the newest member of the NAR board. Also, Tom McAtee and Vince Hughley, the chairman of the NAR's Education Committee, serve on that committee to make these awards. I'd like to read off the Canon Award winners. These are the awards for our teacher scholarships. We give them $500 grants to use that money in any way they see fit within the context of their classroom and their curriculum. Alan Pritchard is at Waccamaw High School in Pawley Island, South Carolina. He was an award winner last year. He has a model rocket club. He's been a TARC team member. He sent his team to the finals. He is one of our Canon Award winners. Mary Margaret Callahan of Seattle Girls School in Seattle, Washington, an all-girls 8th grade club that built their own rockets from parts, not from kits, and then they researched topics on specific rocketry areas. Lorraine Quinn of Mountain View Middle School in Marysville, Maryland. The students participate in activities that highlight model rocketry and exceptional student work, and they went to the TARC finals this year. Nancy Hoover of Lloyd C. Byrd High School in Chesterfield, Virginia, my home state. They teach an honors level aerospace engineering course, designing their own rockets. They use rock systems for a duration contest. They also participated in the TARC this year. And Bill Bartoli, those of you who went to the NARCON this year heard a great presentation from him from Kingsford High School in Michigan. He's worked with students in a high-power rocketry program using both electronics and video in those rockets, and he's been a TARC team sponsor. Those are your 2005 Canon Award winners. We also also had the great privilege and honor this year relative to our scholarship money for NAR members who are pursuing higher education. This money comes out of NAR general funds, which means the NAR board thinks it's important enough to take your dues money and put it to this end. But this year we had a big plus. My good friend and your colleague, Jim Fliss, stepped forward and said, I think this is a great program and I'd like to contribute to it in a monetary way, and provided us additional funding that we could provide these students. I'd like to ask Jim to come up here and join me in the presentation of these awards. Our participant is Joseph Yurko from Irwin, Pennsylvania. He's been in the NAR 3 years. His main interest is amateur rocketry. Might upset some of you, but in the plus side, and in a long tradition of members who are out here, he's currently attending MIT as a freshman in aerospace engineering, and I know that'll warm the cockles of both Bob Parks and Trip Barber's hearts. Our third place finisher is Matt Deakey of Indianola, Iowa. He's a member of the Des Moines Area Rocketry Society, NAR Section 649. He's been in the NAR 3 years. He's a sport flyer. He plans to attend the Des Moines Area Community College and studying criminal justice. Andrew Leifer is from Boulder, Colorado. He's been in the NAR 8 years. His main interest is in science. He's at Stanford University, one of the nation's finest colleges. He's studying physics. This will be his third year of receiving an NAR scholarship to support that event. And our number one winner here is Mary Wolf of West Dallas, Wisconsin. She's been in NAR 17 years. Her main interest is competition. What a surprise that she's going to be a freshman at Purdue.
Just a little bit of history, and I've got two things actually that I want to do up here. Many of you, most of you probably are aware that when we come out with a new product, we number the first 100 kits, and we auction the first kit off. And our intent there was to raise some money to help the NAR, and from the very beginning, we had proposed to donate 25% in a cash donation to the NAR, which I have right here. For the past year's auctions, we have raised $165.73 for the NAR to use at their discretion. I'd like to present that to Buddy. Now, through the generosity, and some people say lunacy, and I apologize to all of you hardcore collectors out there, our number one kits are generating far more money than we had anticipated, and it was not my company's intention to make money on these auctions. So we decided to take 75%, or the balance, of the money we collected on that auction and put it into a scholarship program. Our goal is that this be an annual event, and this year we have a $500 scholarship that we are awarding to Mary Wolf for her outstanding work in rocketry and her outstanding goals in the future.
President's Award. I would be remiss because I don't think I've ever had an opportunity to do this at an NARM Awards banquet, but I'd like to recognize my predecessor, the NAR's fifth president, my colleague on the NAR board, Manning Butterworth, who is attending with us here tonight. Manning was president when I first joined the NAR board, and the 2 years that he served there, he and I had a lot of fun and a little trouble, but I learned a lot, and you know, a lot of what I can do here is because of the hard work of Manning and the people who preceded me in this office. So Manning, thank you very much for your service. The NAR President's Award is very special to me because one of the greatest things I get to do is to interact with NAR volunteers every year, and there are hundreds of you out there. And I get to see your service and your dedication to our hobby and dedication to our association. As I'm sitting there contemplating all the work that you're doing, I try to find people that I think are doing an outstanding job that represents what the NAR is really about. I know there are also a number of NAR President's Awards winners here tonight. I'd like to ask those people to please stand up and be recognized here tonight. Into the stage of life where you need glasses and you're appropriately labeled middle aged. As I look at my own children, as I look at the A division competitors here, I know that often as in that age period that there could be a significant event that has a great impact on your life. The President's Award winner this year had such an impact. He was a young rocketeer who was intensely interested in the hobby. He was an avid and active competitor. He went off to college and got involved with a bunch of people who introduced him to the wonderful world of international competition. He went abroad, he saw what went on there, and it changed his life. 6 years ago, he came to me and he said, I'd like to do something to help the NAR support youngsters who want to get involved in that international competition in a way that affected me. Could we work on that together? And since then, he has, of his own single-minded initiative, dedicated his time, his effort, his organizational skills, his enthusiasm, his cheerleading to promoting FAI activity among NAR juniors. He's organized teams, he's gotten them parts, he's helped them get over there. They've been truly positive and complete representatives of our country and our organization as they went over there, exhibited sportsmanship, flew the flag, and accounted themselves well in international competition. For that and many other reasons, it's my privilege and honor to present the 2005 NAR President's Award to John Langford. And I'm going to ask Bob Parks.
Chairman of the NAR National Events Committee to find somebody who's going to volunteer to run NARA and NSL and NARCON. It isn't easy, and those of you that have done it before know that it's a lot of work. It takes a commitment from an individual who's willing to be the point man and take all the slings and arrows, and from an intersection that has to step forward and serve as a team to pull off a national event. Now, sometimes large sections do it with lots of competition experience, and for them, it's never easy, but for them, yeah, they know how to go at this. Sometimes sections step forward who don't have that kind of background, and they make it work. And I'm pleasantly just very, very pleased with the job that Quark has done this year in hosting this NARA, stepping forward to bring NARA back to Ohio after 32 years, stepping forward without a deep background in competition, without having hosted major events before. They came together as a team. They came together under the leadership of their contest director, Mark Bishop, and they've really given us a great NARA and brought us back to Ohio. I want to first recognize and thank Quark for what they've done to bring off NARA to Ohio. But in all events, there has to be a guy in charge who says, okay, follow me, I'm going to do this. And this year is Mark Fisher. And I truly appreciate the effort that Mark has put forward personally, the leadership he's exhibited, bringing the Quark team together behind him. And on behalf of all of us who've participated in NARA 47, I want to present Mark with several things. First, each of you who's here tonight has signed a thank you card, which has your own good wishes towards Mark. Second, on behalf of the NAR, each year I present to the National Event Director for one of our national events, and this year NARA 47, a plaque with thanks to the contest director of NARA 47, Mark Fisher. And finally, I present the most expensive patch in the NAR The Narum Contest Director patch, it's a patch that money cannot buy. Only thousands of hours of work can buy it, and Mark Fisher got it. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate them, and I would have done it if you'd have all hated me. I really like it, but it's the event and the national organization and the competition that is the Narum, and I've done it for that. As I said when I opened Rob Edmonds' package that came to me anonymously that contained the Imagination Celebration Awards, had no name or address or label on it. And my co-CD, Dave Russell, handed it to me. I asked him if it was going to explode. I'm afraid to open this. But I hope you've all had a good time. It's been more than anything to me an honor to host the creme de la creme, the best Rocketeers in the country in my hometown. And I hope at some point in the future, not the near future, at some point down the road, we're able to welcome you back for another national event. Be remiss, and even though I tried to talk folks into this, impossible for me to recognize Dave Russell as our contest administrator and for all intents and purposes our contest director, co-contest director, in the same light that the trip just honored me. But I'd like Dave to step forward and for you to give him a hand. He has been indispensable, and without his assistance and co-leadership, this Narum would not have been possible. Your contest administrator, Dave Russell. Gave me a coffee cup as thanks for hosting Narum, and I promised Dave the next bit of swag, but I'm keeping these. Okay, on with the festivities. National championship awards are awarded each year to those sections, teams, and individual competitors who exemplify not only the best in competition, but prove it, but all throughout the year and at Narum. It's our pleasure to be able to present those awards to you this evening. For A Division, those awards are sponsored by Semrock and the person of Colin Clawhorn, and I would like to ask him and his wonderful team of folks at Semrock and his family to step forward and help us present those awards, please. I'd also like to have my hands over the team A Division in fourth place. No, sorry, my mistake. Wrong thing. For this meet, we will be awarding points that were computed at great length by our contest data reduction analyst, Chan Stevens, along with the help of Chris Kidwell and Tom Lyons. And I want to thank Chan for his endless work in this effort and his attempt to do not only this, but compete in Quark's name, provide us with some decent points as a section. Without his work, you wouldn't have point standings, and we'd all be standing around saying, well, who won? Therefore, for the Meet Champions for Narum, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to award the Meet Champions for Narum 47. In A Division, for fourth place, with 2,630 points, Katie Steele. In third place, with 2,933 points, Carrie Steele. In second place, with 3,367 points, Sarah Wolf. And in first place, with a phenomenal 5,138 points, Matthew Filler.
Smile, guys.
Everybody smile.
Thank you.
champions. Fourth place, Scott Vineyard, 3,430 points. Third place, Sam Summers, 3,793 points. Cody Steele, 4,110 points. And first place, Mary Wolf, at 5,687 points.
Peter Bricker. In third place with 2,762 points, Bruce Markulewski. In second place with 3,179 points, Chad Brain. And in first place with 3,222 points, Chance Stevens.
Squish up, people. Squish up. Squish up. Give me a smile.
Okay, T Division Meet Champions. Fourth place, Bob A. Doors, 2,380 points. Third place, Bumbling Brothers Flying Circus, 3,501 points. Flying Ivy and Kids, 3,690 points, and first place, Lady Hardcore, 3,695 points.
Here to do a couple of things that are very near and dear to my heart. First of all, I'd like to acknowledge Jennifer Ash Poole's assistance in our day reduction. Both her and Chris Kidwell were phenomenally helpful. Jennifer was there even when her range assignment wasn't, and helping us with day reduction, making suggestions, providing us with the help that we needed to get that done on a daily basis. And even though Chan did all the hard work in the evenings, it was Jennifer that kept our heads together during the day. It's also come to my attention that it's Jennifer Ashpool's birthday. As I have come to find, even though I haven't mentioned too many arms, it is appropriate to have an embarrassing moment. So if I may have the balance of everyone here sing to Miss Ashpool her birthday song. It's my turn now. So, on the count of three. One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Thomas. Happy birthday to you.
I didn't know you could sing. That's great. Thank you very much. Secondly, one of the things that I've kind of saved until now, because I think it's such an important part of the NAR, and it's something that we're going to see a lot of growth in the near future, and the folks who are involved with this section agree with me, is the RCRBG event that George Yeshaway attempts to run every year at NARM. This year is no exception. He did a fabulous job wedging it in between FAIRC and the Sport RC that was going on not only at the NARM range, but all over the park. And I'd like to ask George to come forward and award, or at least talk about and discuss and call up the competitors I'll do the calling up, and George will be doing the hand clasping for the competitors in that event. I'd like to have all of the senior and junior flyers come forward and receive the thanks of both George and I for participating in this event, providing Chris with some great video, and us with a great number of really terrific flights throughout the week. In seventh place at 5 minutes or 1 minute and 50 seconds, Steve Foster. In sixth place, Jim Filler at 2 minutes and 60 seconds. In fifth place, Rod Shaker at 2 minutes and 44 seconds. In fourth place, Keith Vineyard with a max and a fly off of 5:23. Bob Parks also at third place, or in third place, also with a max at 8 minutes and 2 seconds in his fly off. George got second in a max in his 518 second fly off, or 8 minute and 15 second fly off. And in first place, Greg Stewart with a max of 10 minutes and 17 seconds in his fly off. Secondly, we'd like to have George stay present and welcome the junior flyers. In third place with a max and no flight for his flyoff was Fritz Langford. In second place with a max and a minute 30 seconds with his flyoff was Scott Vineyard. And in first place with a max and 4 minutes and 2 seconds for his flyoff, Blaine Parks. All the trophies and plaques that will be awarded for this by mail, because the sponsorship came in a little late on this, are sponsored by Aerotech, and Mr. Barber will be arranging for plaques to be made and mails to these contestants. And I think it's wholly appropriate that these events, even though they are classed as fun events, be recognized as for the difficulty level and the amount of dedication that they require out of the contestants. And I hope that this continues for many NARAMs to come, that RCRBG becomes something that we look forward to, even if it doesn't make it into the pink book. Thank you, George, and all of the competitors in this event. Okay, now the big stuff. Every time I've been to a NARAM and I've seen these awarded, I just can't imagine how many people achieve this level of achievement, how they get to where they do these kinds of things and pull them off. How you people become national champions still eludes me, and I hope it never becomes something that I take for granted. I think that each and every one of you who aspire to this level deserve an award far and above what you're going to receive here tonight. Unfortunately, all we have to give you is marble and brass. For the national championship, the A Division events are sponsored by Semrock, again, in the person of Carmel Clawhorn. Again, we'd like to have his family come up and award these for us in the A Division. In fourth place with Matt, did we do these? No. In fourth place with Matt Filler at 800, I've seen the same names, it's just what I'm asking. In fourth place with Matt Filler at 8,275 points. In third place, Katie Steele with 9,122 points. In second place, Sarah Wolf, 9,775 points. And in first place, the national championship, the national champion for A Division at 10,997 points, Kerry Steele.
Vineyard, 6,574 points. Second place, Cody Steele, 13,614 points. And in first place, 13,829 points, Mary Wolf.
For C Division, their national champions are, in fourth place, Russ Anthony with 6,947 points.
It's a sponsor.
In third place, David Bellhorn with 7,118 points. In second place, with 9,281 points, Bruce Markulewski, and in first place with 10,469 points, Chad Ray.
Mark. Mark. Hey, Mark. Line up, guys. Closer.
Folks, I'd like to have the Hunt Seekers come up for Quest Aerospace and get their photos taken and hand out their T-shirts for Quest Aerospace. We apologize for not getting that out right away.
Have it on back to zero.
Guys, stick with it.
Tomorrow.
Okay, D Division National Champions. Fourth place, Flying Ivy Kids, 9,798 points. Third place, Welding Brothers Flying Circus, 10,035 points. Second place, Flighty Harmful, 10,131 points. And Pod Bay Doors, 11,728 points in first place.
Championships for Aurora Flying Sciences with Bob Parks, and we'd like to get his photo up here and taken with our team division competitors. As we mentioned at the beginning of the program, unfortunately, as required by the pink book, we don't have both trophies. They were ordered but weren't delivered. We'll make sure that our team champions get two. Perhaps no greater anticipation is placed into this next award.
Nice hardware.
It's without a doubt one of the most hotly contested throughout the year. Each year I ask my crew at the club to do only one thing, and that's beat our neighbor section, CSAR. I hate to tell you, Larry, but we did it to you again. Unfortunately, we're nowhere near the top either of them. The section championships are, as I said, hotly contested, and I'm certainly going to hear a great deal of screaming and yelling. We want all of you to hold your applause until we manage to get at least some of those sections up here. We also have the traveling pennant required by the pink book, and we'll hand that out when we get the winning section up here. Some of these sections have been a great help to me, and I don't want to hold things up, but I do want to thank those sections who show up in droves to each NARAM and provide not only support, but in a physical sense and in a logistic sense, but in a moral sense. Without sections like Loosh and Launch Crew and SSS, we'd be out in the weeds, and CORC really appreciates, as a section, the support of those sections that provided CSAR and TMO, AAA section, our Tripoli Prefecture, have provided both logistic and physical support for this NARAM, and we want to thank them. In fourth place for National Champion Section with 44,252 points, Launch Crew. In third place with 47,946 points, Smash. In second place with 57,716 points, NARAMs. And in first place with 64,501 points, SSS.
Okay. Kevin?
Make sure you get her. Don't forget the one with this.
Ladies and gentlemen, I find it difficult to say and believe, but that is our program for the evening. We're done before 10 o'clock. I want to thank you all for coming to my home state, my hometown, and making use of the facilities and the experience that we have here. I understand Mr. Bundy and Mr. Tripp, Barber have a few things that they'd like to say. But until I see you again, thank you.
Thank you.
All I'd like to do is I'd like to have all you NARAM contest directors join the newest member of our fraternity, Mr. Fisher, up here for a photo opportunity. If I could get somebody casing, yeah, casing, you know. Who brought the paddle? Ken Richardson, you got your camera? Come up here and take a picture of all these NARAM seats. You don't have your camera? Bob Keplow, you got a camera?
You got it covered.
You got it covered. You're a gentleman and a scholar.
Are you like road kicker, put us in order?
Come on, I'll stand by you, man. I'll stand by you.
You've done this.
Squish it up.
Call guys in the back.
Squish it up, guys. Make sure nobody's hiding.
Aren't we all bald guys?
We're holding down you. Kick him.
Better you holding now.
Okay, there's all these blue dots.
Wow. Great. Somebody send me a picture. Whatever you got that's best.
Everybody fill up Mark Bundy's mailbox.
Yeah, what flyers? All right, thank you.
Extra memory card gets raspy.
Let us come back to Pittsburgh.
Ashton Miller, I got it.